Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Christy's doll, Gilligan's Island, and half birthdays. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life of me. Land spread now so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I got it. Christy Lee is our real live all-American girl.
What?
Doesn't she oh, look yeah. like she's dressed
I love
like
that.
Christy, you have a little cute little girl summer dress on. Yeah. Like you're a doll. Yeah, you
the
really...
You have the newscaster All-American Girl, right?
Yeah. I think it's just American Girl, isn't it?
Is it a
yeah.
American? The American Girl
Learn
doll.
Your dolls.
Sorry.
Did you see the picture I posted? My daughters have two of their American Girls doll. Two of their American Girl dolls are wearing face masks.
Yes, it's so
oh, that's
cute.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, but they've taken them off because the dolls can't stand them either.
Wow, I'm on the wrong side of history.
No. I understand the importance of wearing them. I'm just saying
I'm uninformed and loud.
No, it's not.
So unwoke.
Tom wears this. Are you kidding, Tom?
I wear
wears
mine all
this.
The time. Yeah. I have the throwaways. I'm just saying there. I'm not going to say, hey, these are really comfortable. Yeah. And would someone please go to the network news, guys, and go look. When you're in the middle of nowhere, don't wear the mask. And if you're wearing it, for God's sake, if you're outside, get a microphone in there.
Especially you more attractive ladies.
No, but I mean, it's...
I said ladies!
No, but if you're standing on a beach, there's no one within 300 yards, you don't need the mask.
No,
yeah, they're damned if, they're, if they
I mean,
do. I mean,
Fauci wouldn't even wear one out there.
You're hillbilly.
Mike
showing.
Nelson, the great scuba diver, wouldn't wear one.
Oh, you get me 10 random people, and if they can tell me who Mike Nelson was, I will give
Who's
each
Mike
one...
Who's Mike Nelson?
Oh, he's, how dare
can I guess?
You?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike Nelson, he was a swim. He swam.
He did swim.
He swam.
However, Mike, I think there's a Mike Nelson on the newest or the middle.
I'm going to give you
the
a
original,
hint.
Right?
I'll give you a hint, Willie.
First was he on TV? It was
Mystery Science.
Yeah,
one
yeah.
Of them,
Mike. His name's Mike.
Mike Nelson.
Okay, he was
here
an actor.
Zip it. Oh, now, here comes
you're
your
not,
hint.
You're not going to do this, are you?
I'm doing this. This is a great hint. Ready? Here we go.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Good guess. Yeah, that was a good guess.
And this music is very much. You're getting here. Here it comes.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Another good guess.
Think television.
Oh, great music.
He played some sort of swim man on TV.
He was swim man.
His
we're going to give it to you.
His son, is he an Academy Award winner, I think, maybe? Or should be? His son is a famous actor, probably in one of your favorite movies.
Was this guy an actor, too?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, two of his sons are famous actors.
Yes, that's true.
Did Jeff Bridges win an Academy Award? I think he might have.
Well, his one of his sons is named Jeff Bridges.
Mike Nelson is Jeff Bridges' dad?
Well, no, Mike Nelson's the character.
Lloyd Bridges played the great Mike Nelson in the show Sea Hunt.
Sea Hunt.
Which, if you want to write a poem today.
Hilarious. Yeah,
nothing careful. Funnier than a Sea Hunt poem.
You know the writers knew what they were doing. Let's call it Sea Hunt. Yeah.
It was an adventure show, I think, in the 50s or early 60s, but it was great. Yeah, that's who Mike Nelson was. So there you go, a little bit of obscure trivia.
Jeff Bridges did win an Academy Award. You know what for?
Where he played the country musician?
Yep, Crazy Heart.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's just an amazing.
Yesterday, I forget who sent me this. I think it was Mr. God. Pat, are you the one that sent me the original Gilligan's Island theme?
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Yeah, before they
had the Calypso version.
Before they had the one that we're familiar with. It was Gilligan's Island, famous for having two versions of the theme song. There was the one in the first season.
And the rest?
Where it just said, and the rest.
Yes.
And then they
and the one
they locked
the
themselves in a room for 3 days and came up with the Professor and Marianne on Gilligan's Isle.
After they filed
before
the
that, they had done a Calypso thing, and it's like 6 minutes long.
And it was written by John Williams, who did the Star Wars thing.
And it's not good.
No, it's terrible.
And they ended up not using it.
I thought it was a joke. I thought you guys were going to do one of your radio tricks where you play the fake Gilligan's Island intro and it'd be silly and fun.
I thought it was a fun song from Pat.
It sounds like a joke.
Nope, not a setup, just boring information.
just information largely.
Just talking to hear their voices.
It's unbelievable.
Fill in the words.
That's all right. We need to fill some time today. Let them go.
We do not have to fill time today. We have this is one of the great news days of all time. I'm very excited. But first, a letter.
A letter.
A letter.
Remember my favorite show of all time, the day we never did any sports or news. What a day that was. Wasn't it great? Here we go.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sitting
right here, and I'm wearing headphones. Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay, sorry.
God.
This comes to us from Steve. And
Stevie.
He's talking about the impact of our show on the space program.
The effect, he means, yeah. Because none of our show isn't slamming into the space program.
The current parlance impact is certainly misused constantly.
I'm losing that battle.
Yeah, and if I hear normalcy one more time, I'm going to start shooting.
Normalcy.
Normality.
Everyone uses it.
I know. Well, they're all wrong. Normality is correct.
Love it. You're wrong.
Normalcy.
I give you William Strunk.
Wrong.
Look it up.
Okay. You're William Strunk.
Mr. Strunk is
hear
long,
my argument?
Long, Mr. Strunk is long deceased. Let's see now.
Remember Judd Strunk?
Mm-mm.
No, who's that?
Daisy a Day, that wonderful song. I give her a daisy a day.
Remember that? I never heard that.
By the fabulous Judd Strunk. Yes.
You guys got to get out and start listening
to music.
Apparently.
Now, Pat, do you have
here's Judd Strunk now.
The intro to me reading letters.
Yeah, sure.
Wait a minute.
I'll give you a daisy a day.
I don't remember this.
She's dead.
I love you until.
Whoa.
Is this one of those graveyard things?
Yeah.
Could you turn this on?
And isn't it Judd Strunk? Are you looking it up? Daisy a Day by Judd Strunk. Strunk.
Mike Nelson, interesting. Judd Strunk, not so much.
Good Lord. What?
Pat, do you have the I'm reading?
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band turned down.
What's the difference?
Hey, gang.
Huh?
Tom's going to read digital letters from his computing device. Go, Tom.
Thank you very much. Once again, the effect that we have had on the space program.
Oh, very good,
Steve writes, I'm an engineer for the launch range at Cape Canaveral.
Oh, cool.
Among the many buildings we have is the Satellite Assembly Building.
Yes.
Affectionately known as SAB, or as we call it, the SAB.
Wow.
Now that's cool.
It makes sense.
Some new communication circuits are being installed between that and another facility.
ComSERS?
During the project status review today, they mentioned the SAB's new cable system. All I could hear in my head, of course, was Tom commenting about... one of the great songs, of course, by the SABs. No, I'm going to do a little internet war with those that say no one calls them the Sabs, but Black Sabbath, Willie, of course, the great Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Nobody calls them the Sabs.
True fans do. And I got into a war with several people about T-shades yesterday. Okay, I confess, the round ones are T-shades, too.
Oh. Two.
Two, okay.
Two. Oh, wait a minute. No, the T-shades were the round ones to
If you Google
with.
Roger McGuinn, the Birds T-shades, it always shows that same album cover. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Now, Pat, since you got your thing warmed up over there, did you know what today is the anniversary of?
What?
Well, yesterday was Paul McCartney's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Right, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
So today must be another Beatle anniversary, huh?
Let me look it up. I think, isn't today the anniversary of the arrest?
There's some drug thing that
is this
I saw
the famous
the
marijuana
the guy who stabbed LSD or something?
There's a book about what Paul McCartney was doing on every birthday.
Was there?
Yep.
Oh.
Who's arrest?
I think isn't this the let me look it up. Isn't this the anniversary of McCartney getting arrested at the airport in Japan or something?
Why don't
something?
You come in early and do some prep?
you waltz in at 5:00.
Yeah. Wildly.
No, sorry. Here he goes. No, I remembered it. Okay, I'm right. It's kind of I'm wrong, but I'm right. This is the famous interview where Paul McCartney said he admitted taking LSD.
Yeah, that he got from the dentist.
That's
right. Years ago. Yesterday
was his
birthday.
That's a cool dentist.
Oh, no joke.
Boy. You know, he has that great song from Sgt. Pepper, When I'm 64. Geez, in light of him being 78, that's rather young now. You know, 78 yesterday, yeah.
78?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, really?
When I was 64.
Yeah, I love that song, and I have, as a songwriting exercise, I put a personal angle on that song. Just one little verse. Would you like to hear it?
Sure,
please.
Yeah,
I'd love
here
to.
We go.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, life isn't fair with a midlife bankruptcy. I'm late on every payment with a balance due. Can't pay my dentist, he's gonna sue. Gigs have dried up, I can't get a loan. I've never been so poor. Will you still love me? But no one above me. If my credit score was 64.
Thank you. All right.
They say only the truth is funny.
Boy, is it.
Yeah.
Pat, you are financially unfortunate.
Boy, you have no loser.
That's funny.
Pat did a similar thing a couple years ago, and I got a letter. Dear dumbass, you can only go down to 200.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know that because I'm 205.
Well, I'm right at 200 then.
Yeah, it's called poetic license.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. That happens.
That's great. So, yeah. Anyway.
Doesn't sound like you're sorry at all.
No, I am sorry.
Again, Christy Lee looks like a talking doll today.
She really does.
Could we get a picture of this?
I told you.
Can we wait till I have makeup on?
That is very, very little girlish.
Christy Ingalls Wilder.
Half pint.
That's adorable.
It really is. Yeah.
I can't see what she looks like. There's a sign in between us.
She's about to fly away.
So she looks like the neighbor in Home Improvement.
Yeah, Willie, I have that neighbor thing going.
Willie, she's topless.
But if you showed up in that, if I were on a blind date and you walked in wearing that, I'd go, well, I'm not getting laid until the 18th date. Yeah. I would be like, well, how many members of her clergy am I going to have to meet before?
Yeah, who do you think I am, Chris D'Elia? Dressed like an adult.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Should I have gone with Epstein?
I don't.
Danny Masterson.
I don't.
The list gets longer every day.
Hey, in sports.
Hey.
Sports. Baseball players have proposed a 70-game.
It's Mo Howard's birthday today.
Regular season schedule.
Hey, Mo.
Spread out.
With a knock, 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 knock.
Mo, I peed on my shoes.
Do you want to hear something interesting?
70-game regular season schedule.
In tropical sea is a tropic port.
This is weird.
Vacation fun.
This music's playing in my brain all the time when I'm in the studio. You know
that? Just give it a listen.
So weird.
Just for one sec, then we'll get to whatever the sports thing
is. Tom, it's really long.
Here we go.
The favorite sport. This is the place where the tourists flock, renting the boats at the busy dock. Two secretaries from USA sail on the Mino this lovely day.
The Mino.
This is the original.
This is the Gilligan Islands.
Yeah, it sounds like a joke. It's
they
not.
Did, and they ended up not using it.
Is that lousy?
If I remember
no,
right.
They used it. It was in the pilot.
Sailing.
Well, yeah, but when the show aired, I understand, I could be wrong. When the show aired, they went with the other one that what's his name?
There was a famous unaired pilot.
The unaired
came
pilot.
Out.
a couple years ago. I saw it.
And it's a different cast.
Yeah, I was about to say the cast was different.
But yeah, the.
Was that the infamous orgy episode? Oh,
yeah. And I believe the secretary. Yeah,
the Harlem
they did get off on the island.
The Harlem Globetrotters showed Ginger and Marianne what goes where. Uh-huh. And neither of them could walk for a week. No, the one really obscure trivia fact about Gilligan's Island. I think it may just be the first year. I'm not sure, but the flag is at half mast when the boat pulls out, because that was shot, I believe, on the 25th of November, 1963, and all the flags were half mast because of the assassination of JFK. But yeah, and then the what I love about Gilligan's Island is, and I think all shows should do this, it explains the story of the that you're about to see, so you know the setup. So if you're new to the show, you can figure out what's going on.
All I figured out was they had taken a boat and two secretaries were on it.
Well, in this one, that's where they got the new theme.
Oh.
The guy that created the show wrote that theme. Didn't he write? Didn't he famously write it in 10 minutes or something?
I don't know.
Sherwood Shores?
Yeah, it's a great theme. But don't you think all shows should do that?
No. I think it would take away some of the...
Like you'd watch, say, The Americans, that great show.
Two Russian spies.
Two Russian spies pretend to be American. That'd be great.
I feel like you wish, you know, like when you watch a show on HBO and it says, if you missed last week and they catch you up in the last week, I feel like you wish they did that after every commercial break. Just so you always knew which characters to look at.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm the king of the resetup.
Here's what you just watched. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, so anyway.
Did you watch that Lost show with the annotated version, if you will, where they explained what happened as it was happening?
Because I got deeply into that show, Lost. It's one of the last shows I really got into. And then I was so disappointed when they couldn't figure their way
out. Josh, a big fan of Lost.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
Terrible ending. Lazy writing.
Kind of a perfect ending.
Couldn't get out of it.
I love Lost. Josh, do you know that the numbers on Lost? The 4, 8, 15, 6. Do you know that my birthday is on the Lost Numbers Day?
No. Whoa. Kidding.
Pretty exciting.
That's wild, yeah.
Big Lost guy. Nothing funny there?
Nothing at all comedic.
No, this will get fun. What birthday date is that, Tom?
See, now it's funny.
He knows it. Take your time.
Well, his birthday is right near mine.
He knows it.
It's 7th or 8th. I forget which one.
He's there.
I want you to think about today's show so far. He doesn't know your birthday. He knows the character's name from Sea Hunt.
But not sure of his son's birthday. Yeah.
Wow. There's a number of kids in my life. I've got 7 of them, and I...
It's 7. So just remember the number of kids you have, add 1, April 8th. That's my birthday.
And Willie's like your third favorite.
He's in there.
And I'm always, what is it? I'm always 50 years older than you. What is it? 40?
You're always 40 years older than
me. I'm always 40 years older than you. Okay. I never remember that. So that means, okay.
So then all you got to do is, never mind.
Good thing we got to the comedy part.
When?
There was a laugh in there somewhere.
Whose birthday do you know? Do you know your girlfriend's birthday?
I know more or less everybody's birthday. They're all so close. They're all numbers and
you
words.
You wouldn't remember Jesus' birthday.
You know my idea.
Here we go. I say
make Jesus' birthday always on a Monday, so you get that 3-day weekend. You know, like Easter, floated around. Because it really isn't that day anyway, so why get so stuck on it?
You celebrate half birthdays too, right?
That's because you get cake. I didn't know about half birthdays until I was informed by my then 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So we're due for one.
I think it's Chick's half birthday. I'm not kidding, right?
Did we miss it? I don't know. November 26th? I don't know.
So would that be May 26th?
We missed
it. Wouldn't be the 19th of anything.
Josh, for conversation.
Josh, I know you famously scored a 200 on your math SAT.
Boy, you're not kidding.
But
give you 300.
Chick's half birthday would have to be on the.
It was May 26th.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think it would be though, because some of those months have 30 days.
Oh my God.
That would throw it off.
I think it would throw it off.
That's not. Calf birthdays are on the number.
Not going to do the actual number.
First off, to be clear, half birthdays aren't real, so no one's allowed to.
I beg your pardon.
Then you're not getting any cake.
Boy, what are we? Delete all the Haywood songs? We could be doing anything else.
Rodney Carrington, cute up.
Oh, Jesus, Pat.
Well, has David Rush done anything lately?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.